he will make his Lugnuts debut on Ghostbusters Night, Goosebusters Night, here at ABC Supply Stadium on a chilly Saturday night on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, 2022. Bad?
Feels like it's the same thing as like sitting in a room talking into a computer microphone. Feels like it's no different.
That's kind of what I figured. So that's tough.
So I think we just give it back to him. We do the computer microphone thing. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that. Now, what are our chances of like sliding so we can do crowd mic today?
I think chances.
Like, where can, do you want me to do it? Like, I'll do it if you'd like. Like, I can slide over here.
What if?
Or, like, move this to over there.
Yeah. Would you like to be over here when it's time for you to call play-by-play? And we'll just switch play-by-play. That way you get the play.
Does that make it easier for you, or? Yeah, hey. Inaugural season. All right, what if we try this? What if you turn on your computer right now and see how, like, wild is it if I sit where I am right here? If it still picks it up, so then you don't have to move it. Then we just do our thing. We'll be sitting right here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check, check, 1, 2. Whoa, is this off?
If you have a question or are not sure where to find something, stop by our guest services booth located directly behind Home Plumbing Company on the doors. It's our one-stop shop for all your hospitality needs.
Where are you plugging this guy at?
Fans, our core mission is to improve the quality of life in our community.
Always have to
look for your challenges and meal program.
Wow, it is chilly. Yeah, 100%, absolutely. Very superstitious. Writing on the wall. We bring you to Augusta. This Sunday afternoon, the field is thick with contestants vying for another green jacket. I'm Jim Nance.
Regarding your signature events, the complete cycle appears as supposed to make sure that all your enjoyment.
deserve to serve. Sky Harp and the Love Nuts each two coming in 16-27. Lloyd and Lansing both at the bottom of their respective divisions. However, it's been Lloyd that's made the move to catch the Love Nuts, winning the first four games in this series and winning their first series in 2022.
Lloyd, Wisconsin. The Ghostbusters are here, or should I say, the Goosebusters are here. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts come in. It is game number 5 of this 6-game series. The Lugnuts and the Beloit Sky Carp are both 16-27. Snappy the Snapping Turtle is below the home plate circle. He's got a vacuum cleaner, and that is serving.
It's good. Let me try. Lugnuts take on the Sky Carp, and it is Ghostbusters night. Lansing looking to win their first game in this series. They dropped 8 of their last 9. Beloit had come in with the worst record in the Midwest League, but they've strung together 4 straight wins and really held Lansing's hitting intact. Lansing just 21 hits and only 7 extra base hits through the first 4 games of this series. Lansing totaled just 1 run yesterday in 14 innings. Okay?
I think we sound a little far away, but I think that can work. The microphone is up there, right? So we can bend it to us. What do you think? I think that could work fine. All right. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Beloit, Wisconsin, the gateway to Wisconsin. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Today, it's game number 5 in a 6-game series. Game number 11 in a 12-game road trip for the Lansing Lugnuts as they play against the Beloit Sky Carp. The Lugnuts at 16-27, and the Sky Carp at 16-27. But the Sky Carp, Adam Jackson, have won each of the first 4 games in the series, and that included a doubleheader sweep yesterday.
The Riverbend District of Beloit has not been kind to the Lugnuts, and this was a trip that you thought on the back half that it would be an opportunity for the Lugnuts to take advantage of the last place team in the league, but Beloit has pitched it very well and they've done just enough offensively. Lansing's going to have to get their offense going here tonight if they're going to try and avoid a 5-game losing streak to start this series.
Adam, we can set the offense aside just to talk about this. It's a new guy on the mound. It's a debuting Lansing Lugnut in Blake Beers.
Yes, it is. 19th overall pick, or 19th round pick by the Athletics. Just a year ago, the righty out of Michigan comes in. He joins Jeff Criswell as a Wolverine on this Lugnut roster in 2022. Signed for $40,000. We'll see a fastball, changer, slide, and maybe a curveball from him. But he pitched down in Stockton this year, ERA just a touch over 4. You're hoping he's a big strikeout guy so far down with Stockton that he can have some success against this Sky Carp team and give the Lugnuts a little boost of energy here to try and get things going.
On the other side, meanwhile, Beloit is going to start a left-hander when his last time on the mound, he tossed 7 innings against Peoria in a win, a game that Beloit won, by the way, 10-2. It is the southpaw from Vanderbilt, Zach King. Vanderbilt, Michigan. This sounds like a familiar matchup. What do you make of the lefty King?
Yeah, I mean, Lansing, we all know, they've struggled with left-handers this year, Jesse. Only a couple wins for the Lugnuts when they face lefty starting pitchers and 8 losses. So you're hoping that they can find a way against a guy that really struggled in his last season in Vanderbilt. But he's had a decent start to his 2 years in Beloit. And as you mentioned, he tied a career high going 7 innings in his last outing. He's gone 5 innings every one of his starts here in 2022.
So Zach King for Beloit and Blake Beers for the Lugnuts. Here are your full starting lineups. For the Lugnuts, the right fielder Brian Wilbos leads things off. Batting second, DHing, it's Johnny Butler. Batting third, the shortstop Eribiel Angeles.
Then the cleanup hitter, the left fielder, Lawrence Butler. Lázaro Armenteros is in center field batting fifth. Batting sixth, the catcher Matt Cross. Heading seventh to third base, Josh Swanwright. That's Mr. Right to you. Heading eighth, the first baseman, Patrick McCall. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, the switch-hitting second baseman, Saheed Valenzuela. Rojas, Butler, Angeles. Butler, Armenteros, Cross. Wright, McCall, and Valenzuela to support Blake Beers. Adam, your spotlight Lugnuts hitter is...
You know, Lázaro Armenteros hasn't got a hit yet this series, but he can surprise.
On the other side, for the Beloit Sky Card, Cody Morissette leads off. He's at second base. Batting second, the shortstop, Nassim Nunez. Heading third and center field, it's Victor Mesa Jr. Batting fourth, the catcher, Will Banfield. Heading fifth and right field, it's Tanner Allen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dalvi Rosario, had his 13-game hitting streak end last night in Game 2. Batting seventh, the DH, Federico Polanco. Then hitting eighth at first base, Emmanuel Marinez. Batting ninth and left field, Davis Bradshaw. Morissette, Nunez, Mesa, Banfield, Allen, Rosario. Polanco, Marinez, and Bradshaw to support the lefty, Zach King, and oppose Blake Beers. Adam, who is your spotlight sky card?
You know what, the number two guy in the lineup just now, seen Nunez basically getting on every other time he comes to the plate in this series. He's doubled, he's scored four runs, stolen four bags. He's a key part of their offense. When he gets on base, they produce runs, so kind of keep him on the base paths tonight.
Beloit has taken the field. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, we love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Time for us to turn it down to the field for today's national anthem.
Bradley Mayfield. Bradley spent his first two deployments assigned to the 2nd Field Artillery Detachment stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, supporting the 101st Airborne Division, Aerosol. For his third and final deployment, he was assigned to 19FA-88C as the senior radar repairer in the battery. He oversaw all repairs on our Army's counter-fire radar equipment. We are proud to honor Bradley as he exemplifies the commitment to country, family, and career. Thank you.
The date is Saturday, May the 28th, 2022. It is game number 44 in the Lansing Lugnuts' 26th season in existence. The Lugnuts are 16-27. The Beloit Skycarp are 16-27. We're so glad to have you joining us here in Beloit, Wisconsin, just across the Illinois border. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Beloit defense features Davis Bradshaw in left, Victor Mesa Jr. in center, and in right field, Tanner Allen. Around the infield, it's Emmanuel Marinez at first base. At second, Cody Morissette. The shortstop is Nassim Nunez. And at third base, it is Dalvi Rosario. The catcher, Will Banfield. And this brings us to the lefty on the mound. Adam, what are the keys with Zach King?
I think it's to come out aggressive and find ways to score runs early, because we haven't seen many runs, and that starts with getting guys on base. It starts with getting hit. So I think you go right after King, see if you can be aggressive early, and find some ways to get some runs, maybe in the first three innings of this game. Fastball changeup and a slider from the lefty out of Vandy.
It is a Lugnut starting lineup today. Drew Swift is not in it. Austin Beck, Tyler Soderstrom, Ryan Grubus in the leadoff position. And then Aribio Anales batting number three in the order, with Lawrence Butler hitting cleanup. We'll see what this different look of a starting nine brings the Lansing Lugnuts attack that has been smothered so far by Beloit's talented pitchers. The Lugnuts have been outscored in the series 21-6 and dropping the first four games. Home plate umpire Justin Juska, bases umpire Kevin Levine, we're ready to go. It is 6:36 p.m. in the Central Time Zone as Buelbas takes down low, ball one, and we're underway. Right-handed batter against the lefty, King. Buelbas is a 184 batter. The pitch, that too low, according to Justin Juska. Couple of fastballs, two balls and no strikes. Buelbas is 2-for-10 in this series, single and a double. The deal. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded by him. Two balls and one strike. It is 72 degrees. It feels like it's 72 degrees. It is darn near perfect. King to the plate. Outside corner, strike two called. Two balls and now two strikes. Zach King's a big guy. Third base out of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Bouncing ball, right side, couple of hops to first baseman Marinez. Overhands it to King, right at the base. Wins the race by maybe a half step. Buelbas is at number one. Johnny Butler steps in next. Maybe you're hearing, Adam and I were hoping that the technical woes would be behind us, that we would have the equipment that we would need it to change around the sound. But it turns out the post office closes early around here. Johnny Butler takes down low and away, ball one. And the folks here in Beloit, they're awful helpful, but it's going to be late. Maybe we'll sound better when we get back to Lansing. King's pitch. The lefty finds the inside corner. Had a called strike from the left-handed hitting Butler. One out. No score. Top of the first. Adam, we tried. A 1-1. Off speed down.
Yes, but to see how much we're going above and beyond, shameless plug, head to my Twitter handle, at Adam Jackson, to see what Jesse is doing to make sure he enhances your listenership tonight.
The pitch. Butler pops it up down the left side, fading foul. Third baseman Rosario watches. Ball's back onto the lawn, and there are three boys who go running after it. I was holding the computer upside down.
Everything rests on our little microphone on the Mac here tonight and yesterday.
Johnny Butler, a 300 hitter even. This is a 2-2 pitch. He takes a called strike three, a fastball at the knees on the outside corner. And he's done watching. Look, all of life is about overcoming adversity. And baseball season just tends to put a microscope on that one day at a time. Two outs, nobody on. No score. Aribio Anjales now, the number three batter in the Lansing order, hitting right. Southpaw deals. He flies it to right field. Tanner Allen backs up with a play. Stops, hauls it in above his left shoulder. Side retired. A ground out, a strikeout, a fly out. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts didn't score. Now we're about to see Blake Beers making his Lansing Lugnuts debut in just a moment. Let's go to the bottom half of the first inning. Blake Beers is on the mound for the Lugnuts. No score. Lawrence Butler in left. Lazaro Armenteros in center. Brian Guelbas in right. Pat McCall is the first baseman. Saheed Valenzuela at second. Aribiel Angeles at short. Josh One right at third. And the catcher is Matt Cross. Blake Beers' first pitch a called strike on the inside corner. To the left-handed hitting, Cody Morissette. Nunez on deck, Mesa Jr. in the hole. The Californian right-hander deals. Breaking ball fouled off down the right side, nothing and two. Adam Jaxa, when I say Blake, you say Beers. Blake.
Beers.
Blake.
Beers.
How about Blake Beers?
6'4", 215-pound, 23-year-old. He was a 19th-round selection of the 20 picks last year by the Athletics. Spent most of the year. His first part of the year, rather, down in Stockton, 7 games, 6 starts, 18 earned runs, 7 home runs, 7 walks, 51 strikeouts.
Kicks and fires. Fastball fouled back to the netting. 0-2 on Cody Morissette, who had a couple of hits yesterday. Morissette now hitting .227, 11 doubles, and 6 round trippers. That leads Beloit in both of those categories. The second rounder waits. The 19th rounder deals. A slider fouled off, up and out of play. Cody Morissette, a second rounder last year, Boston College. Then the second rounder out of high school in the Bronx, Nassim Nunez, is on deck. And then coming up in the cleanup spot, the competitive balance round B pick, Will Banfield. At 0-2, slider foul tipped into Cross's mitt, strike three. Blake Beers whiffs Morissette. One away in the bottom of the first inning. Beers, Adam, throws harder than David Leal. I think that's an understatement. But the two of them have this in common. That is a lot of strikeouts and not very many walks. Nassim Nunez, a switch hitter. Bats from the left side against the righty Beers. No score. First pitch. Breaking ball. Called a strike on the inside corner.
Which, to give Beers credit, that was something he really struggled in his last season with Michigan, were a ton of walks, so he's really improved at that.
His pitch, swing and a miss at a high heater, 0-2. His command has taken a true 180 from college up until the professional ranks. Time called at home plate by the batter Nunez. Nassim Nunez is hitting just .217, although he's been a thorn in the Lugnuts side throughout this series. Scoreless in the first with one gone. Speedy Nunez waits. This is an 0-2. Slider, check swing. He went around for strike three. Home plate umpire Juska called it himself. Two batters, two strikeouts for Beers.
I imagine that's going to be the strikeout pitch, just like his former college teammate, the current Lugnuts teammate, Jack Criswell, makes that slider.
Not just Criswell, how about Jack Weisenberger, another Michigan Wolverine? We saw him last year. Great slider, right?
Yeah.
Victor Mesa Jr. now, the pitch. Just missed inside for ball one. There is a great argument to be had about who throws the best slider in the Oakland Athletics minor league system. But Blake Beers is one of the names you have to ask. The pitch, broke it a little high. Two balls, no strikes on Mesa. Center fielder for Beloit, batting left. Two outs, nobody on. No score. Here's the pitch. Slider served on the ground, through the right side, a base hit in the right field. Brian Guelbas gets it in. Victor Mesa Jr. has a two-out single.
Imagine they give some credit to Chris Metter, the current Detroit Tigers pitching coach. He was at Michigan when those guys were there, and he really enhanced that team, that pitching club that made that great run a couple of years ago all the way to the College World Series final.
Will Banfield now, righty versus righty, first pitch. He fouls it straight back, strike one. Have you ever had the chance to meet Chris Fetter? I was at a Sabre meeting that he gave a presentation about pitching, about what we should use to evaluate pitchers. What a brilliant, engaging guy. Beers throws. Banfield drives it foul to the right side. Count is 0-2. Will Banfield homered yesterday. A two-run shot. And that helped Beloit sweep the doubleheader. Came in a three-run bottom of the third inning, but all three runs were unearned against Mack Lardner, the Lugnut starter, because of Lardner's own throwing error. Only runs in the game. 3-0, a Beloit win. Pickoff, though, but no tag at first base by Pat McCall. Nunez dove back in. That was in game two. After in game one, Beloit beat the Lugnuts 5-1. Four-run fourth inning, breaking through. Beers sets. 0-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three. Sit down, Will Banfield. And how about a three strikeout first inning for Beers, working around the Mesa Jr. single. Go to the second. No score. Lugnuts and Skycarp. We open up the second inning. No score between Lansing and Beloit. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lawrence Butler, left-handed batter against lefty Zach King, throws. At the knees, outer edge, strike one called. Good fastball to start him. Armenteros on deck, then Matt Cross, 4-5-6 in the Lugnuts order. And a 1. Hit in the air, shallow left center. Shortstop Nunez goes out. Over his other shoulder, he makes the catch. In a shallow left center, Nassim Nunez chased it without hurry, following it the entire way. Grabbed it over his left shoulder with his right shoulder back toward second. One away in the top of the second inning.
Bradshaw Mesa Jr., left and center fielders, showed a tremendous amount of confidence in Nunez there as they let him have it the whole way out into shallow center field.
Lasser Armenteros takes ball one outside. Nunez, 21 years of age. He's a darn good defender. Lefty offers. Right-handed batter looks at ball two. Wide.
He's been really good in this series, and a main reason why Beloit has gotten off to such a great start.
Lasser Armenteros has had a rough road trip. 2-0. Foul to the screen. Armenteros overall against Great Lakes and Beloit. And here we are in game number 11 of 12 games on the road. 1-for-13 with 8 strikeouts. Here against the Skycarp, 0-for-5. The pitch missed outside. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Trying to get things going again. He was off to such a fine start this year. Beloit Skycarp in the Beloit blue jerseys. The pitch. Armenteros laces it foul into the netting on the right. Not only the Beloit electric blue jersey shirt, but the matching cap to go along with it. Black brims. Home white pants. Numbers on the jerseys in the warm red sea, which we could say looks like orange. The pitch. Foul to the netting. Stay 3 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the second, 1 out, nobody on, and no score. Lansing batting at Beloit.
You know what my suggestion is going to be?
Yes, you want Beloit blue pants. You do not want home white pants.
Do it all.
King throws. Armenteros fouls it back again. So let's get into the City Connect jerseys of the Colorado Rockies. Have you seen them?
Love them.
The Colorado Rockies City Connect jerseys do not have home white pants. Would you call that mountain green?
Mm-hmm.
A 3-2. Up high. Armenteros draws the walk from King. There's your first Lugnuts base runner. A 1-out base on balls in the second.
First time he's been on base in this series, and he's been doing a lot more of that in May rather than April, and just a lot more of that this year than he did last year with the Nuts. Finding ways to lay off those pitches out of the zone.
That brings up Matt Cross. 0-0, top of the second, Armenteros great speed, 1 out. The pitch, down and inside to Cross. Ball 1. So Colorado released its uniforms. And when I say green, I want to make sure that I emphasize, not Green Mountain, that's up in Vermont. But these are green jerseys and they've got the Rockies skyline on them. A 1-ball pitch to Cross. Takes down low, 2 balls and 0 strikes. And the baseball caps feature a white front panel with the Colorado State flag. On the right sleeve, the yellow tag. Colorado across those Rocky Mountains, and the pants are green. Pickoff though to first base, but Armenteros back in standing, no troubles. White belts as well. Now, Adam, I want you to imagine this electric neon blue, Beloit blue, jersey shirt, Beloit pants, and white belts for them as well.
Let me do one better.
Uh-oh. King holds and throws. Cross does not chase outside. Ball 3.
I want that bright reddish-orange color they have.
Warm red sea.
As their belt.
Oh, baby.
Come on.
This is a day glow blue, is how I would describe it. And it goes beyond that. King sets. 3-ball pitch. Cross takes, strike, called at the letters on the outside corner. Because they passed out bucket hats to everybody who came into the ballgame today. So everyone in the stands is wearing their Beloit blue bucket hat. There's a lot of blue. A 3-1. Cross a check swing. It missed down and away. And that's ball 4. Armenteros up to second base. I was wondering if they would appeal the check. They did not. And that's back-to-back walks given out by King. One man out, no score in the game, as Josh Wainwright is about to step in.
I really like the Miami Marlins color scheme and how Beloit has played off of it. You can have some fun with the uniforms, and it pops. It kind of reminds you of the Copa de la Diversión uniforms that minor league baseball showcases with those bright colors.
Yet the reason why a lot of the Copa colors are vibrant, vivid, bright, is because so many minor league baseball teams do not wear bright colors. Oh, by the way, the Lansing Lugnuts colors today, they're wearing their road blacks with a silver Lugnuts across the front of the chest. The pitch to Josh Wainwright. Breaking ball low, ball one. It's a great look with the black and the silver, the road gray pants, black piping up the sides, black baseball caps, black brims, silver the Lugnut on the front. But it contrasts beautifully with that electric Beloit blue sported by the Skycarp. Left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. 2-1, 1 out. The deal. Outside from King. Boy, Zach King is fighting it right now. He got Lawrence Butler on a pop-out to short. Remember, a fine catch made by the shortstop Nunez out in the left center. But he walks on Monteros on a 3-2. He walks Matt Cross on a 3-1. He's behind right 2-0. He delivers. And he misses outside. Breaking ball for ball three. Josh Wainwright is hitting .265 this year through 17 games. In limited time, though, he's been highly successful against left-handed pitchers. On the 3-0, he takes strike called on the outside corner. He was on his way down to first base. Right against Southpaws this year, 6 for 13 with a double. That's a .462 average. But, you know, limited time. So, a 3-1. On its way. Ground ball hits to second baseman Morissette. Shovels to Nunez. 1 over to first. Double play. Side retired. And Josh Wainwright is now 6 for 14 against left-handed pitchers. 2 walks. 1 stranded. No run score. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Lugnuts and the Skycock. Scoreless from Beloit's ABC Supply Stadium. The Mississippi State Bulldog, Tanner Allen, will lead off the bottom of the second inning for Beloit. Skycarp and Lugnuts, no score. Lansing right-hander Blake Beers against Allen, then Rosario and Polanco, 5-6-7 for Beloit. Tanner Allen bats left. The 6-4 right-hander kicks, deals. A bunt laid down, but it goes foul. And the catcher crossed, and trying to react to it, he spun around, and he lost his mask in the bargain. He's trying to rip his mask off. He's trying to grab it with the mitt. He went into the full twirl. Suddenly, the mask went flying. The mitt stayed on. Easy for me to say. Don't worry about it. Strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that just missed inside and low.
A lot of M's in there.
Ah, yeah. Well, no M's here. Tanner Allen, the right fielder, wears number 5, black bat in hand, rocking over his left shoulder, swings and missed the beer's offering. Now it's 1-2. Allen's hitting just .242 through 34 games. That's actually a pretty darn good average when it comes to Beloit. As a team, the Skycarp hit .222. Beers throws. Allen bounces it foul up the right side. Blake Beers struck out Morissette, Nunez, and Banfield in the first.
Go ahead, Jesse. Beers pours in a strike. I'm waiting for you to say it.
I think a slider is on tap. Beers and sliders go well together, right?
Absolutely.
1-2 pitch from Blake Beers on its way. It is the slider, but you know what? Tanner Allen decided to pass. Maybe he was a little bit full. Bounced in. 2-2.
He'll just take the Beers.
We shall see. Beers kicks, offers. Bounced foul at home plate once again. You know what I've heard about Blake Beers? He's a man of his craft. Craft Beers. Trying to think. You know, Blake Beers is domestic. He's from California.
He came to the right spot, though.
A 2-2 pitch in the state of Wisconsin is fouled away off the left side.
Come to Wisconsin. Of course, he went to Michigan and now pitches for the Lugnuts. Tons of craft beer in the state of Michigan. He's covering all of his bases.
0-0. Nobody on, nobody at. Bottom of the second. Beers with the 2-2. Fastball foot off, foul, back of home plate. Catcher Cross gives a look. Back into the seats. Quick. You know who the Chipmunks are?
Yeah.
Name a chipmunk.
Alvin.
Nah, I'm sorry. We were looking for Theodore. Tanner Allen hails from Theodore, Alabama.
Well, next time, I guess.
The 2-2. Hit in the air, center field. Lázaro Armenteros waits to his right. He's got the grab above his head. And Blake Beers sits down Tanner Allen.
He
cuts him off.
Can you name all the chipmunks? Because Alvin's the only one I know. He's the obnoxious one.
Well, now you know Theodore.
Yeah.
And Simon. Simon, Alvin, Theodore. Dalvy Rosario. Right-handed batter, first pitch, swings and misses a fastball, strike one. When Beers was at the University of Michigan, he got that fastball up to 97. We'll see how things progress for him. He's in the minor leagues, in the A system, and he's been excelling this year. A slider fouled off to the right, and he's ahead of Rosario, 0-2. I know my chipmunks.
How much gets by you?
Polanco on deck. An 0-2 pitch from Beers. Slider swung at and missed. Down goes Rosario. Fourth strikeout for Beers. 2 away in the bottom of the second inning. I just think about Blake Beers' family and friends tuned in. And they're thinking to themselves, boy, the sound level for the Lugnuts broadcast is not the best. And now these guys are making puns. Federico Polanco waits the pitch. Taken down, ball one.
Beer with us. I mean, bear with us.
Federico Polanco. Left-handed batter, no score. Bears throws. Down. Adam Jaxa, for all of you Blake Beers fans, a Michigan Wolverine fan. Can I call you a rabid Wolverines fan?
In the youthful days, yes.
2-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Federico Polanco. This year, well, he's struggled. He's 2-41. He was acquired via trade from the New York Mets, picked up for Jordan Yamamoto. The pitch, a slider skied out to right. Wilbos battles the sun. He comes in, he's called off, and it's Armenteros who takes it from center field into right center. Blake Beers is through the Skycarp, 1-2-3, and the bottom of the second. Adam Jackson's about to take over for the call. Hail to the victors. Scoreless on our way to the third inning. Blake Beers against Zach King, the pitching matchup from Beloit.
We come back to start the third inning on a Saturday in late May, the final one of this fine month. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler with you. No score between the Nuts and the Skycar. Patrick McCall, Sahid Valenzuela, and Brian Puelvas lead off the third. Here's Zach King's first pitch. Fastball in there, strike one. The tall lefty, Patrick McCall, 6'6", 215. 23-year-old out of Los Altos, California. 10th round selection in 2019. The pitch. Fastball runs in. One ball, one strike. Pat this year batting just under 200 through his 57 at-bats. 11 hits, two doubles, and a triple. The pitch. Three strike fastballs. Two have missed, though, from the lefty. That was a challenge for Zach King in the second. For 20 pitches, only 9 for strikes, and walked 2 batters. Delivers. Bouncing ball towards first on 2 halves. Gloved by Marinez. He calls off his pitcher King for the first out of the third. So now it's Sahid Valenzuela. Boy, Lansing has just really struggled to get hits in this series, and specifically today and now into today, as they look for their first hit of the night. Sahid Valenzuela had one of their few hits yesterday and brought in their lone run. The pitch swings out in front of it. Strike one. Lansing in 14 innings yesterday in the doubleheader had just 7 hits and only 1 run. And of those 7, just a couple extra base hits. The pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third on a 70-degree evening from Beloit, Wisconsin. Game 5 of 6 in this series. Lansing has lost the first 4. Lefty on righty to pinch. Shot foul the opposite way, first base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Lansing, we've told you, struggle when trying to come from behind. Opponent scores first. They're just 5-20 this year. Pitch. Swing and that's lashed out to right field. A base hit for Valenzuela as it rolls into the mitt of Allen. So it's a 2-hit series so far for Valenzuela in 5 ABs. Giving good production out of the 9-hole. And again, you look at the numbers for Valenzuela. Now just 7 hits on the year, but one of the issues has been not being in the lineup consistently. You hate to lose a guy like Brett Harris, but that opens up another infield spot and should see Valenzuela a little bit more now. Here's Brian Puelvas. First pitch to the righty. Squares to bunt. That pitch is outside. Going back, Jesse, to that opponent scoring first, Lugnut struggling. When they get out hit, they're just 4-19, and that was the case in both games yesterday, and it's been the case in every game in this series, outside of the one a couple of nights ago. The pitch, that runs inside and gets away from Banfield, but he tracks it down. Two balls, no strikes, when they had the same amount of hits, but Beloit hit that grand slam and won late big. So it's key that they get off to a good start, but it's key they've got to get some hits.
I think it helps that Blake Beers has dominated as he has through the first two innings. So now we look at the offense. But you mentioned Valenzuela getting a start for a third straight game.
Throw over to first, Valenzuela, no problem, running back to the bag.
Here's the surprising thing to me. We talked about April was cold, the offense couldn't get the bats going. Do you realize that they had a higher batting average in April than they do have right now in May?
The pitch home. That's up high and outside. It's three balls, no strikes on the leadoff man, Brian Buelbas.
241 in April, 238 in May. Now they have a lot more power, a lot more home runs in May. But we've seen the hits have dried up.
They've become home run heavy swingers. The pitch. That's out of the outside corner for the first fastball. 3-1 on Buelbas. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third. We've seen the home runs, obviously, just 11 in the month of April. Lansing now has 42 total, but the strikeouts have shot up in May. The pitch, that's in there, strike two, as Buelbas raises his arms out of the way. And it's a full count now, Zach King on Brian Buelbas. Brian grounded out to the first baseman, Marinez in his opening AB. And that's trying to get the first two on. The pitch from the lefty. Hard hit down the right field side, snatched by Marinez, and he walks to his left and tags the bag. And that's going to do it for the half inning after the ground out from Patrick McCall. So, a couple of hard hit shots the other way. One gets through, the other does not. We will head to the home half of the third, nothing to nothing in Beloit. Bottom of the third, Blake Beers is starring so far. 30 pitches, 24 for strikes, and 4 strikeouts. Marinez opens up the third and takes a breaking ball in for strike one. Emmanuel Marinez, 3 for 12 in this series with a couple runs, a home run, 2 RBI, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. The pitch home, lashed out to right field, and that ball is foul. No balls, 2 strikes, as Beers continues to hit that strike zone consistently in his first few innings as a Lansing Lugnut. Next pitch, hard hit, line drive over the head of McCall into right field, base hit. He took the same pitch he just got on the prior offering, straightened it out a bit, and He gets the second hit against Beers, both singles, one in the first, now the leadoff man in the third.
Makes me think of the Brian Grubbs final out of the top half of this inning, which was hit harder, but a line drive to the right side, except in that case, it was Marinez, the guy who just singled, spearing it and starting the unassisted double play.
Here's Davis Bradshaw. Bunts it down the third base side. Layout diving effort by Cross in foul territory. Goes off the tip of the catcher's mitt. Great reaction from Cross, although the ball, as you would imagine, on a bunt, didn't get much loft and give Cross enough time to go get it.
It's such an athletic attempt. When they talk about game of inches, it's a cliche, but inches away.
Beers is 0-1. In on the hands and fisted back up over the netting. And a great catch by an older gentleman up on the concourse seating. I don't know if that's a nephew or a grandson that's sitting next to him paying no attention, but he just made the grab. Beautiful.
He sang the national anthem at him.
How about that? 0-2. That's wallops down the right field side. Foul. No balls, two strikes. So fireworks before the game and fireworks during. That gentleman's not going to forget his Saturday night. Doesn't have a bucket cap on, but he's got a stylish hat himself. 0-2. That's line foul, third base side. One on, nobody out in the third. Nothing to nothing between the Nuts and the Skycarp in game 5 of 6 in this series for the Nuts. And game 11 of 12 on this two-week road trip before they head back to Lansing next week. Beer set from the stretch, tosses. Bounced off the plate, third base side, off two hops. Joshua Wright charges, throws to McCall, perfectly hitting him in the chest as McCall squeezes for the first out. Marinez to second.
That's a really nice fastball in on the hands.
Last year, a 19th round selection. Blake Beers, taken by the Athletics out of Michigan. Now faces Cody Morissette. First pitch, slider low and inside. Good block by Cross. It's a night for Beers. 39 pitches, 32 for strikes. Last year at Michigan, he had an ERA up over 3 through 4 games and 23 innings pitched. Gave up 15 hits. I apologize, that was his junior year, his senior year. The pitch, that's foul, left field side, 1-1. The ERA as a senior was up around 8.5 through 13 games, 5 of which he started. So through 25 and 2/3 innings pitched last year at Michigan, he walked 20 batters and struck out 21 with 7 wild pitches. Throws, that's inside. 2 balls and a strike. Combat that with this year and Stockton, where he's had just 7 walks and 51 strikeouts and only 5 wild pitches, and did that in 39 2/3 innings pitched. Throws, that's down low, and it's 3 balls and a strike. And here we are, Jesse and I's first opportunity to see him as a lug nut up at High A. He's gone with 4 strikeouts. Has not walked a batter, although he's behind 3-1 to the leadoff man, Cody Morissette. Throws. Lifted out to right field, high up into the air, over in foul territory. McCall and Valenzuela giving chase, and it's Buelvas that comes over in foul territory to make the catch. 2 away.
Here's the shortstop number 4, not safe.
Great job by Brian Buelvas to go track that down. And a nice job by Blake Beers. Gets behind 3-1, gets the pop-up. He's not a ground ball pitcher. Gets a lot of balls up in the air. And Don Schulze now going to trot out and talk with the righty. With Nassim Nunez at the plate, we told you how difficult of an out the right-hander, or rather, the switch-hitting Nunez has been in this series. He bats with 1 on and 2 outs in a scoreless game in the third. But this is really good stuff so far in the first appearance from Blake Beers.
He's been attacking these batters. He's been confident. He's been mixing his stuff well. I think that at third base, Josh Wainwright should be ready in case of a bunt. Nassim Nunez will bunt with any outs, any situation. He's that confident in his speed. But right now, the stuff looks overwhelming, and he's commanding it well. So far, so good for Blake Beers.
This is the second time through the order for Beers. A fly out to more of set and foul territory for the second out. And now the number two hitter, Nassim Nunez, who's 7-for-16 in this series. Basically a walking steal when he gets on 4-for-4 and swipes in this series. The pitch. Bouncing ball, high chop to second. Charging is Valenzuela. Overhand toss to McCall. He's got it on one pitch, and Blake Beers is rolling through three. Couple base hits for singles. That's been it. And we leave runner at second base. Beers does. One out to the fourth. Nothing but nothing between the Ducks and the Sky. Beautiful evening for baseball on the final Saturday in May as we come back to UC Supply Stadium, just over the border of Illinois into Beloit, Wisconsin. First full year at ABC Supply Stadium as the former Snappers, now turned Skycarp, move from Pullman Field to ABC Supply Stadium. Fourth inning of work for the lefty, Zach King, as he delivers to Johnny Butler. And the first pitch in there, strike one. Lansing with one base hit and a couple of walks, but have had some hard hit balls, including that last inning. See if they can get something here to try and get the game's first run. Pitch, swing and a miss from Butler. 0-2. Johnny 1-for-8 in this series with a couple of strikeouts. Look at most of the lines for the Nuts here in Beloit. They have struggled. Not many runs produced, not many hits. The pitch. Fastball away. Touch low as well. One ball, two strikes. Sun is covering three quarters of the diamond. Shadow is starting on the left side of the diamond. The pitch, that's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. It's showing shadows at home plate and out into left field on a straight line from home plate to left. The pitch bounced in front of the plate, first base side. King off the mound, shovels to first. And a stretching reach from Marinez in time to get Butler for the first down.
That's the old quarterback option pitch.
The shortstop, number 35, able to kill Montez.
No question about it. And perfect toss. That looked like old Scott Frost back in the Nebraska days as a player. That's all they ran over there. Eurybio Angeles steps in. takes an off-speed pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Nothing to nothing in the top of the fourth between Beloit and Lansing. Lefty on righty, the toss. Hanalei squares to bunt, pulls it back, pitch way outside, ball one.
These jerseys a little different from the Huskers.
Yeah, just a touch. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, one ball, two strikes. By the way, you know the tradition that Nebraska football does before every home game?
Eats corn.
That's a good guess. Swinging a bouncing ball, third base side, one and two.
Breaks their fans' hearts.
That's actually after the game.
Sorry about that.
But before the game, I mean, it plays, you're not wrong. They release red balloons up into the sky. It's been a tradition for years there. The pitch, way inside. Arribio Angeles is dancing out of the way of that one. Two balls, two strikes. Apparently, there's a shortage in helium.
Oh, no.
So that tradition dies in 2022. Bouncing ball, kicked back, foul. They will not be releasing their red balloons before home games this upcoming season. Travesty out in Nebraska. Also, how does that become a tradition of all the things?
Traditions are weird, Adam.
Sure are. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Adelaide is trying to go down and get it. And that's the second strikeout for Zach King. I'll tell you, the Nebraska fans, some of the nicest people in the travel area, but there will be no red balloon releasing in Lincoln this fall. Here in Beloit, Wisconsin, Lugnuts in the Sky Car, scoreless, swing and a miss as Lawrence Butler out in front of that breaking ball, 0-1.
It's a different world.
It certainly is. Pitch two, again, swing and a miss, went right back to the breaking ball. Butler's got to figure that out. This would be that time where King tries to pump a fastball by him, to change speeds, throws. Goes in on the hand, same breaking ball pitch, and Butler swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts, number two and three for Zach King, and that'll get us through the top of the fourth. Bottom half coming up next, still scoreless here in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Something sweet. Our friends from Evans Ice Cream are dishing up scoops of their amazing ice cream all game long. Stop by the booth, which is located near Deck Deck Roots. All right, fans, let's see you rock out. It's time for the Big Radio Air Guitar Cam.
Time of the fourth inning as we come back to ABC Supply Stadium. Now, Jensen Gilbert Strassler with you. Nothing to nothing our score. Blake Beer is making his Lansing Lugnuts debut. Former Michigan Wolverine pitching well. Only two singles allowed. He faces 3, 4, and 5, though. Second time through the order. The pitch. Victor Mesa Jr. swings and chops it foul up the first base side. Strike one. One more game to go tomorrow in this series. It'll be a 2:05 Eastern Time start and 1:05 local time here in the Central Time Zone. We're heading back home. The pitch, loops in there, strike two, get off speed, breaking stuff right there from Beers. And this is what he's been doing all night long, getting out in front in counts. Up here again on Mesa Jr., 0-2. The third pitch. High call, breaking ball on the outer side of the plate for strike three.
That is beautiful pitching. And Victor Mesa Jr. was helpless.
Right at the top of the zone on the outside part of the plate. Beautiful right there from Blake Beers for his fifth strikeout. And his second strikeout by Beloit Skycarp looking. He goes right back to that pitch and gets it strike one on Will Banfield. Let's do some trivia in this fourth inning for you. Love to hear the answers sent in. The 0-1, lift it in the infield, right side. In comes Patrick McCall, right of the mound, reaches above his head with both hands, makes the catch for the second out in this fourth inning. So, here in 2022, as the Major League Baseball kind of downsized on the clubs in each of the 30-team systems, the Lugnuts, part of six teams, in the A system in minor league baseball. The pitch to Tanner Allen is down low, ball one. Triple A, the Aviators, double A, the Rockdowns, Lugnuts here at high A, then stopped in, down to the ACL Athletics and the DSL Athletics. Did I get them all? I think so. The 1-0, that skips in front of home plate, two balls and no strikes. So my question for you tonight, out of all those teams, some of them have been A's affiliates for longer than others. While all those teams have been A's affiliates, how many total championships have those teams won? That's in there, strike one on Tanner Allen. So as for the Lugnuts, we'll give this away. Lugnuts have, of course, never won a championship since they've been an A's affiliate. So you can't count the two that they won back in the 90s and 2000s. This pitch walloped out to right field. Backing up, and it looks like Wellboss has enough room as he makes the catch backpedaling for the final out. So Lansing has never won a championship in the Midwest League as an A's affiliate, but there's other teams like Stockton or Midland that have been an A's affiliate for longer. So total up all the affiliates and how many total championships in the minor leagues that the A's had the years for the current affiliates. That's our trivia question tonight at Adam Jensen at JGoldStress on Twitter, or send us an email, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Speaking of JGoldStress, Jesse Goldberg Stress, we'll be taking over the play-by-play coming up right after this.
Under a clear blue sky above, Lázaro Armenteros steps into the right-hand batter's box. He'll be followed by Cross and Wright, 5-6-7 in the Lansing order. No score entering the fifth inning in Beloit. Skycarp lefty Zach King throws to Armenteros. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Strike one. Armenteros drew a walk his first time up. One of two walks, plus one base hit allowed by King. Through four scoreless. The pitch outside, count one ball and one strike. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Glad to have you along here with us. The pitch, swing and a miss, once again the off-speed. One ball and two strikes. King has struck out three, including the last two batters that he has faced. He whipped Angeles and Butler to end the top of the fourth. 1-2. Armenteros takes a called strike three in the outside corner, and now King has whipped three in a row and four in total. One away in the top of the fifth inning. Zach King repeating Beloit this year. Last year was a pretty hard season for him. Deals to Matt Cross. Breaking ball, missed outside, ball one. Last year, Zach King was 2-9 with an ERA at 5.88. And in 16 starts, he allowed 14 home runs. The pitch. Cross bounces it foul at home plate. And it's a ball and a strike. No score, top of the fifth with one out. Nobody on for the Lugnuts. Cross walked his first time. This year, through now 42 and one-third innings, Zach King has allowed only two home runs. Kicks and deals. Cross drives it foul to the right. One ball and two strikes. So King is doing a great job at keeping it down, keeping it in the ballpark. Last time that he was on the hill, 105 pitches utilized, and he went a career-high 7 innings. 1-2 pitch to Matt Cross. Strike three called at the knees. Two outs into the fifth. Four straight strikeouts for King. Right-handed batters came into play today, hitting just 167 against the lefty. And we've seen this Lugnuts right-handed heavy offense struggle. Here's the right-handed hitting, Joshuan Wright. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Southpaw deals. Fastball up, and ball one. Zach King, the former Vanderbilt Commodore, against Blake Beers, the Michigan Wolverine. A ball one offering inside. I was kidding Adam Jackson about that because Adam, the great Michigan Wolverine fan, was Michigan against Vanderbilt not all that long ago for the national championship, the College World Series. In the final, two ball pitch. Ryder check swing. It missed outside. Three balls and no strikes. Wolverines didn't win. But you know what? They made it there, Adam.
They never do win the final championship game in any sport.
Sorry. 3-0. Strike called. Adam just has bad luck with these kind of things. Should we talk soccer? We shouldn't talk soccer. We shouldn't talk about how Adam's a Liverpool fan and they came up short today. 3-1 pitch from Zach King. Wright takes a called strike two. Sorry.
Three finals this year for the Reds, and they didn't score one goal.
They're due. They've got a fourth final, don't they?
That was today.
Oh, sorry.
Swing and a miss.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a ground ball to a shortstop. Glove by Nunez. Those to first. Side retired. Lancet goes down in order. Seven straight set down by Zach King, who has found a rhythm. Now we'll see if Blake Beers can hold serve. Neither of these teams has scored, much like the Reds of Liverpool. To the bottom of the fifth inning, nothing to nothing, Lugnuts and Skycard. Thank you. It is Goosebusters night at ABC Supply Stadium. And they just held a skit here along the left side. They have the Ghostbusters. Was that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yes, it was. He's now changing out of his marshmallow costume in the Lugnuts dugout.
He's toast. As we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, it took a little bit longer to get everybody off the field, but, you know, the Ghostbusters, they did the job. I'm glad they gave them the call. Right-hander Blake Beers lets it fly. Dalvy Rosario fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Beers, the right-hander for the Lugnuts, through four innings. Five strikeouts, two singles, no walks, no runs. It's a scoreless game. Right-hander fires to right-hander. Rosario takes a slider just outside. Rosario followed by Polanco and Marinez. 6-7-8 in the Beloit order. The high A affiliate for the Miami Marlins. Beers' pitch. Slider swung at and missed. My goodness. One ball and two strikes. Blake Beers is working with a fastball tonight at 94 to 95 miles an hour. And working off it beautifully. A 1-2 breaks down and away. The appeal of a check swing, but he didn't go. Two balls and two strikes on Rosario. One of those five Beers strikeouts. They call them the Goosebusters. It's the Beloit Sky Carp, the Sky Carp being a nickname for a goose that stays at home, doesn't migrate. Beers pitches. Breaking ball, waved at and missed. Down goes Rosario again. Strikeout number six for Beers. One up, one down. Bring up Federico Polanco. Federico Polanco is a melodic name to say. Feel like he could be an opera singer.
Federico.
Polanco, left-handed batter, DHing today. Beers throws. Athanese in the inside corner, strike, call. Scoreless in the fifth. As I came into the ballpark today, Adam, oh, there were Sky Carp all around. Geese all around ABC Supply Stadium and families. I made sure not to encroach upon their territory. The pitch, that bounces in. Another count, one ball and one strike. This brings me to our goose fact of the day from the Beloit Sky Carp game notes as filled out by Larry Larson. Canada geese tend to mate for life with very low, quote-unquote, divorce rates. Pairs remain together throughout the year, not just during mating season. Bouncer foul to the right side, strike two to Polanco. Larry Larson, broadcaster for the Beloit Sky Carp, loves to toss in his goose facts. So, Canada geese, very low divorce rates. A one ball, two strike pitch, fouled away, over the netting on the left side. I'm not sure what to make of that, so I'll just say that, and we'll leave that right there.
Well, it's good to know that love wins in the Sky Carp community.
As opposed to tennis, where love means nothing.
That's true.
A one ball, two strike pitch. Bounced in from Beers, two balls and two strikes. I also went looking for a goose fact today. And here's the goose fact that I've got for you. Did you know that there's a baseball player nicknamed Goose in the Hall of Fame? A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed, struck him out. Seventh strikeout for Beers. Polanco goes down, bring up Emmanuel Marinez, two away in the last of the fifth inning.
This ball, yeah. Only one I'm aware of is Anthony Ghost. That doesn't work.
Goose Goslin, Leon Allen Goslin, who came up with the Washington Senators and received the nickname of Goose because of, quote-unquote, his unorthodox flapping arms and erratic path taken as an outfielder. Bouncer foul to the right, strike one for Marinez. Goslin turned in a Hall of Fame career. Really good outfielder and a great hitter. And it's not too often that you can find a player who hits a walk-off to win a World Series. 0-1, low and away from Beers. Ball and a strike. Quick, off the top of your head. Can you name any players who have a walk-off to win a World Series? It's a great question, right?
Yeah.
Not too many of them. Roddy throws to Roddy. Two outs, nobody on. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Strike two. Well, Goose Goslin, in 1935, Game 6, beat the Chicago Cubs with an RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that gave the Detroit Tigers their very first World Series championship. The pitch, breaking ball low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Marinas. Goose Goslin. And there you go. If you go to Cooperstown, you will find a Hall of Fame plaque with the name Goose on it. A 2-2 pitch. Tapper fell. Now maybe you've played the game Duck, Duck, Goose. If you look down the right side at this ballpark, they've got a deck for the fans, a great drinking area with terrific drink choices, selections, and they call that area, of course, Deck, Deck, Goose.
They have beers down there?
Beers on the mound deals a slider outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. They've got beers, and the Lugnuts also have beers.
A lot of beers on a Saturday night.
3-2. No score, bottom of the fifth. 2 outs, nobody on. Beers looks for a 1-2-3 frame. He fires. Breaking ball low and away. He has walked Marinas. On a 2-out base runner for Beloit. Davis Bradshaw is coming up. And first, here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to the mound. 71 pitches, 52 strikes for Beers in his Lugnuts debut. 4 2/3 scoreless innings. A single allowed in the first to Mesa Jr., a single allowed in the third inning to Marinas. That is it. This was just his first walk issued to Marinas with 2 outs. He has whipped 7. He has matched zeros against the Beloit starter, Zach King. Short meeting for Schulze. Pitching coach for the Lugnuts missed time earlier this year. He was replaced by Gabriel Osuna until he was ready to return. He came back, presiding over the Lugnuts pitching corps for the second consecutive season. Before that, 2019, Schulze was the pitching coach for Beloit. Davis Bradshaw takes a ball inside. Beloit in 2019 was an Oakland Athletic single-A affiliate. And then with the great reorganization, entering 2021, Midwest League moving up to high A, A's partnered with the Lugnuts. The pitch, a ground ball right side, that gets through. Base hit right field for Bradshaw. Marinas around second base, hangs tight. The throw by Wilbus is horribly offline. It goes to the tarp. Marinas to third base, where he stops. And up to second base, Bradshaw on the play. It was an unnecessary throw by Brian Wilbus. Marinas was stopping at second base, and yet Wilbus uncorked one way offline toward third. Throwing error. Runners at second and third, 2 outs, bottom of the fifth for the top of the order for Beloit. Cody Morissette will look to break this scoreless deadlock.
We've seen a couple mistakes with that have involved Wilbus out in the outfield, someone in Great Lakes where there was no cutoff man to throw to, so the runner on base took an extra base because the ball didn't come in quick enough.
Cody Morissette takes a called strike in the inside corner. Well, suddenly, Blake Beers needs to come up with some crucial pitches right now. There's nobody warming in the Lugnuts pen. He has gotten Morissette in a strikeout and a foul fly out to right. The righty kicks and deals. Morissette fouls it on the line down the left side. This is the most powerful threat in the Beloit lineup.
Let's see if Beers can put these hitters on ice. Jesse's mind.
I wanted to talk about Beers warming up, but the pitch swung on and missed. He got him with the high fastball. Well, heat from Beers. Usually you don't want that, right? But he did just ice Cody Morissette. 8 strikeouts for Blake Beers. 3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. He bails out Wilbus. A walk and a single. 2 stranded in scoring position. And we go to the sixth. It is still scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Sky Card.
Please direct your attention to the first base dugout. At this time, we'd like to take a moment to recognize some of our
Now back to the Bloodnuts. First baseman, number 33, Patrick McCall.
And now to the sixth inning. 0-0, Lugnuts and Sky Carp, game 5 of the 6-game set. Lefty-lefty to open up the sixth, Zach King to Patrick McCall. Low and away, ball 1. The 6-6 King against the 6-6 McCall. The Battle of the Titans. A 1-0. Bouncing ball, foul up the right side. McCall, Valenzuela, and then top of the order in Brian Huelbas, 8-9-1. With Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. King lets it fly. Hits Pat McCall in the lower back. The Lugnuts have their first man aboard in the sixth inning.
Well, nothing fancy, and Patrick looks like he's all right. So you take your base. The Lugnuts at this point will take a base runner, and arguably their hottest hitter is the guy coming to the plate, Zahid Valenzuela.
It is a scoreless game. Zach King for Beloit, Blake Beers for the Lugnuts. Zahid Valenzuela is 1-for-1 today. Switch hitter bats right. Southpaw lets it fly. Zahid fouls it into the screen on the right side. To back up Adam's point, you go back to yesterday. It was Valenzuela who knocked in the Lugnuts' only run of the doubleheader. Lugnuts fell 5-1 in Game 1 and 3-0 in Game 2. RBI single in the fifth inning yesterday, knocking Gabriel Maciel Game 1. The pitch fouls it off once again into the netting on the right side. No balls and 2 strikes.
One run for the Nuts in their last 19 innings.
It's not great. Could be better.
Could be worse.
I'd rather not see worse. Let's stay away from the worse. McCall's a good runner at first base. 2-strike pitch from Zach King on its way. Fastball fought off into the screen. Same spot. Valenzuela for his base hit. In the third inning, it came on a 1-2 pitch, and he poked it into right field. Nobody out, no score, top of the sixth, McCall at first. King sets, throws, off speed, down. That for King was his 80th pitch. No runs, one hit and one error for the Lugnuts. Valenzuela single, the only knock. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Sky Carp. Set at the belt. King pitches. Fastball called strike 3 at the knees on the outside corner. Strikeout number 6 for Zach King. There's 1 out in the 6th. Now to the leadoff man, Brian Huelbas. Huelbas followed Valenzuela's 1-out single in the third inning with a bullet that was grabbed by first baseman Marinez turned into an unassisted double play. Robas takes ball one down low. At first base, the assistant hitting coach and first base coach Craig Conklin shares a word with McCall. Last second instructions. Paddock very close lead. King sets. Throws. Low. Two balls and no strikes on Guelbas. 0-for-2. A ground out to first that was well handled by Marinez. And the line out into the unassisted double play. Very well handled by Marinez. Here it comes. Line drive foul off the right side. I do like, Adam, that Guelbas is clearly, he has an approach that if he gets pitched away, he's going right with it.
And that's what you have to do. Keep things simple. Don't try and do too much. Just try and square it up and get aboard.
Can he? The teenager waits. Here it is. He swings and laces it to left center field. Bradshaw's over, called off. Center fielder Mesa Jr. takes it in, overlapping. McCall hurries back into first base. That was nearly a collision. Instead, two outs top of the sixth for Johnny Butler.
Designated hitter number 3, Johnny Butler.
Lefty versus lefty. A scoreless game in the sixth inning. McCall at first. First pitch. At the knees. Strike call. Butler's batting average has now dipped below 300. He has struck out looking. He has grounded out to the pitcher. Tough customer, Johnny Butler out of North Carolina State. Pitch is on its way. He takes it low and away. Johnny Butler from the state of Illinois. He's not from very far away from where we are right now. From Shanahan, Illinois. I might be mispronouncing that. It's about an hour and 46 minutes of a drive. The pitch, down low and outside. Two balls and one strike. My guess is, Adam, that with Brett Harris promoted, now, Johnny Butler's family is the closest to where this game is being played, Beloit, Wisconsin, on the Wisconsin-Illinois border. The deal. Foul into the netting on the left side, bouncing in front of the Nuts dugout.
The only Illinois guys on this year's team, I believe. You mentioned Brett up with Midland now.
There's Charlie Chorney, but he's on the injured list, and we have not seen him. He's still in Arizona. No score, two outs, top of the sixth. Lugnuts batting with McCall at first. Kings 2-2. Low and outside. Count is full. On deck, Eribio Angeles. Does Johnny Butler get a pitch to smash? McCall runs on the payoff. Fastball missed outside. Beloit thought that it was going to get called a strike. No, Butler gets the call. King walks him. Third walk for Zach King, his first since the second inning. McCall is pushed into scoring position. Butler on at first, and now Eribio Angeles. He can be a vicious first pitch swinger. Lefty deals to the right-hander. Taken. Strike called on the good off-speed. Anales has fly to right and struck out swinging. Action in the Beloit pen. Runners break. The pitch bounced left of the mound. Here comes the third baseman over. Rosario whipped. Shortstop Nunez grabs it but has no play. Bases loaded with Lugnuts. We'll check with the official score. It has gone down as an infield single for Eribio Angeles. Angeles on at first, Butler to second, and McCall speeding to third.
Nobody wanted to take it because it was going to be basically impossible play, whoever gathered it. It's cut off there by the third baseman, Rosario. He's got to come over and turn a different direction to get it to first, and Nunez is there, but he has no chance to throw. King couldn't get to it. If he did, he would have had to turn around the other way. Fortunate bounce and a golden opportunity for the Nuts.
And now Lawrence Butler, lefty versus lefty in a scoreless game in the sixth. Two outs. The pitch inside for ball one. Especially with the runners moving. No chance for the force. Well, the base is juiced. Two gone. Top of the sixth inning. Butler waits on King. A ball one offering. Swing and a cue shot foul to the left side. He was out in front of the breaking ball.
That's why you put that hit and run in place. Having these everything, and that worked out great for the Nuts.
Lawrence Butler. Yesterday had three hits in the doubleheader. 0 for 2 so far here today. King's pitch. That's flared foul off the left side. There is a lot of room down the left side. Shortstop Nunez is up the middle. The third baseman, Rosario, is toward short. If there was a speedier runner than Pat McCall, who can still pick him up and put him down? But if there was a speedier runner at third base, we could be looking at a straight steal of home. Not now, though, with the count 1-2. At the left side, infield, outfield, wide open. King deals. Low. 2-2.
Really good by Lawrence. Remember, he got struck out at 3 off-speed pitches in that fourth inning batting appearance, and now lays off of that one to stay alive.
A lug nut at every bat. The set, the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Side retired. No runs for the lug nuts on 1 hit batter, 1 walk, and 1 single. 3 left. We remain scoreless, going to the bottom of the sixth inning from ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. It remains a 0-0 game going to the bottom of the sixth inning from the gateway to Wisconsin, Beloit. Belois, perhaps you might say. The Skycarp and the Lugnuts, no score. Lugnuts stick with the righty, Blake Beards. There was a brief delay. Lawrence Butler was not quite ready. Now the left fielder heads out to his spot for the Nuts. As the Skycarp bring up Nunez, Mesa Jr., and Banfield. Begins with Nassim Nunez, switch hitter batting left. Righty deals. Barry down and in, ball one. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Blake Beers in his Lugnuts debut, 5 scoreless innings, 8 strikeouts. Here he is for the sixth. The bullpen is milling about, but nobody is warming. Beers throws. Breaking ball, hooking across the inside corner. Strike called. Adam, so far, these first 5 innings, brilliant for Beers. Offense, no run support yet. He fires. Fouled back to the screen. Helmet flies off of Nunez. Strike 2.
He's looked great. Said it earlier. Mixing pitches, getting ahead and pounce, keeping hitters off balance. And he's only given up a few singles with a walk. Anything else? Been good.
Pitch number 80. Nunez takes ball two, sailing outside. Elsewhere in the Athletics organization, Brett Harris promoted to AA yesterday. He debuted with a bang, single, double, two RBIs, and a walk for Midland. Bears deals, up high, ball three. And then today, his very first at-bat, he hits a two-run homer. J.J. Schwartz is a two-run homer. Jeremy Ironman has a home run. And Midland is leading 5-4 over Northwest Arkansas. How about Brett Harris?
A literal bang tonight for him.
Yes, sir. Three balls, two strikes, and the speedy Nunez. You don't want to have him on. Payoff pitch from Blake Beards. He lets it fly. Breaking ball, waved at and missed. He strikes him out. Nunez was helpless. 9 strikeouts for Beards.
That's what we talked about. I mean, his numbers, you look at him, ERA was up over 4 in Stockton, but the one thing he has, high strikeout rate, swings and misses, 10 strikeout nights, 8 strikeout nights, 7. He's got another high total in his debut tonight.
Victor Mesa Jr. swings and fouls off a slider, strike 1. I'm going to go back to that 10-strikeout game, Adam. It was May 1st against the Fresno Grizzlies, a really good squad in the California League. 6 innings, 2 runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts. Here's to the plate. Mesa Jr. takes a ball outside. Here, 5 1/3 innings, 3 singles, 1 walk, 9 Ks. I would argue this is better than that outing, but he's not done yet. Struck out 9 San Jose Giants, May 8th. Beers with a 1-1. Victor Mesa Jr. waiting from the left side. Long hold. Now the pitch. Breaking ball waved down and missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
I mean, he's just going primarily off-speed stuff right here, showcasing, yeah, I can run my fastball up there, but make sure you pay attention to what my breaking ball is.
How about 10 strikeouts? What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
He's 1 strike away, dealing just outside with a fastball. 1 out, nobody on, bottom of the 6th.
He locates, that's perfect right there. He's going breaking ball stuff and then comes back with a high heater.
You're scoreless in Beloit. His 2-2. Mesa takes, strike 3 called, inside corner. There's 10. With that, Blake Beers becomes the first Lugnuts pitcher to strike out double-digit batters in a game this year. It is just his Lugnuts debut. Last Lugnut pitcher to strike out 10 in a game, Colin Palouse, June 5th of last year. Now Will Banfield takes ball 1 outside. Oh, by the way, Colin Palouse is today's starting pitcher in AA for Midland. Banfield is 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop-out. Righty deals to righty. Swing and a miss. He missed by, what, 1.5 feet? A slider low and away.
Slider, breaking ball, and then that high-velocity fastball. Good luck trying to pay attention to those.
Scoreless in the 6th. The pitch. Fastball. Call the strike, dotting the outside corner. 1-2 on Banfield. Will Banfield wears number 11. Just saying. He wears 11. The pitch. He takes. Called strike 3. He's strikeout number 11 for Blake Beers. Beers strikes out the side in the 6th. And we go to the 7th inning. Lugnuts nothing. Sky Carp nothing. What a masterpiece of a Midwest League debut.
Another exciting promotion to announce on Saturday, June 18th. To celebrate Father's Day, we'll be introducing Dinner with Dad. It's a
Top of the seventh, Lázaro Armenteros trying to get something going for the Nuts. Nothing to nothing. And the pitch, hard hit, down to third, back in by Rosario. Comes up, throws in a hop, short hop taken by Marinez. One pitch and one out for the new man on the mound, Yosan Mendez.
Mendez is making his ninth relief appearance of the year, Adam. Only two walks, nine strikeouts through 12 and two-thirds innings. Entering play today, he had allowed no homers in the league, batting .286 against him.
Now Matt Cross steps in. The pitch. Breaking ball is outside. Ball one. Nothing to nothing, our score in the seventh. Only five combined hits between these two teams. A pitching duel in Beloit on a Saturday night. This offering is set back foul. One ball, one strike. He had a crosswalk in the second. And a strikeout from Cross in the fifth. Here's his third play appearance. The pitch. Swings and misses out ahead of that breaking ball. One and two. Lansing just two hits. A single from Valenzuela. A single from Anales. That is it. They have been shut down these last couple nights. The pitch. Breaking ball just wide. Two balls, two strikes. Expected in a 0-0 game. Great start for Zach King going toe-to-toe with Blake Beers. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball enticed him on the outside part of the plate. He was out in front of it. Two away. First strikeout for Mendez. For Zach King, who in six innings gave up just two hits with seven strikeouts, only three walks, no runs. The pitch. Joshua Wright takes a fastball outer half of the plate. Strike one. Nothing to nothing in the top of the seventh. Lansing trying to get their first win in this series and end a five-game skid. The pitch. Breaking ball away. One ball, one strike. Remember way back at the beginning of the month, Lansing had won four straight against West Michigan at home. You thought this team was starting to pick it up. The bats were coming around. The power was there. Pitch. Slice back off the netting. One and two. Since they won those four against West Michigan, the Whitecaps then came back, won the next two in that series. And Lansing, since that point, just 5-13 for the next 18 games. The pitch. Off the end of the bat, foul at first base side. And that includes losing eight of their last nine and five straight, dropping the first four in this series and losing the matinee and series finale in Midland last week. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow left center field, falling, but Mesa Jr. running to his right makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. Mendez keeping up with King, who set the table through the first six innings. A 1-2-3 seventh for Mendez. Stretch it out. Bottom seven coming up. Lugnuts and Skycar scoreless.
All right, it is time for the seventh inning stretch. So stand up, stretch it out, and do it. This is the game. Take me out to the ball game. Me out to the ball game. Me out to the crowd. Buy me some divas and crackers. I don't care if I never do that.
We are still runless as we come to the bottom of the seventh at ABC Supply Stadium. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler tonight from Beloit, Wisconsin. Tanner Allen, Dalvi Rosario, and Federico Polanco, 5, 6, and 7, to come up to face the new man on the mound. First change tonight for the Nuts. Trayson Kubo, the righty, gets the ball. Try and keep things rolling. First pitch on the ground, bounce to short. Adelaide's on the fringe of the grass, swings to first. McCall stretches, makes the catch. One pitch, one away for Trayson Kubo and the Nuts.
Adam, it had been a while since we saw Kubo back on May 21st. He's working on 6 days rest. Great fastball slider combo. Hang on a second. Fastball slider combo, does that sound like anybody else you know?
Yeah, it sounds like Blake Beers. Dalvi Rosario now steps in from the right side. The pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit tight, 1-0. Beers in his Lug Nuts debut. Cheers to you, my friends. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 11 strikeouts for Blake Beers. Pitch, bounced off of home plate, left side foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. I think Blake Beers can hang around for a little bit if he's going to put those type of performances out there.
I wonder if he's setting the bar too high for himself. He might not go 6 scoreless, 11 strikeouts every single time out there.
Cheers to Beers on this Saturday evening in May. Time called as Kubo stepped off the back of the slab.
Pitch clock infraction.
2-1 now, the automatic ball. Throws, jets in the strike, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Trivia question tonight was how many championships for current athletic minor league clubs? I believe we got at least one answer. The pitch, swing and that's fouled back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No, it was swing and a miss and collected by Matt Cross off the backstop and guns down to first. It looked like Rosario had fouled that one off, but just a swinging strike 3 and the first strikeout for Trayson Kubo.
Adam, that is one of my favorite plays in baseball. Lets you see a true strength for the arm for a catcher. And the accuracy for Cross as well.
Federico Polanco steps up in the way of a 1-2-3-7 for Kubo. The pitch. Strung back off the netting. Strike 1. So we asked you, of all the affiliates, and there are 6, how many championships have the Athletics had with these current teams while they are members of the Athletics org? The pitch home. That's in there. Strike 1. Make that strike 2. Jeff Wack on Twitter messaged Jesse and I, and he said 20 total championships. Las Vegas with 2, Stockton 11, Midland 7. The pitch, bounced off of home plate. Kubo comes to field, bare hand, throws to first. McCall reaches over and makes the play. It is a 1-2-3-7. We will keep it right here.
Leanne Cook also guessed 6.
The answer is not 20. It's not 6. It's actually 15. So here's the qualifier. They had to be an Athletics member when they won the championship. So the Aviators have not won a championship as they've been the AAA team with the A's. The Rockhounds have the most as an A's affiliate. I believe they go back to like 1999 being the A's affiliate down there in Midland. They've won 6. Stockton has won once. The ACL Athletics have the most at 7, and the DSL Athletics have 1. So 6 plus 1 is 7, plus 7, 14, 10, 1 more, that's 15. Thanks for playing tonight. The answer, 15 titles between the minor league clubs for the Athletics. We're hoping Lansing can add one soon. Here, though, tonight in Beloit, as we head to the eighth, Jesse Goldberg's wrestler takes to the rest of the way. Still no runs between these two.
Fans, it's time to guess tonight's attendance presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Let's send it down to Brett.
Hey, thanks, Jason. I'm here with my new friend, Lizelda, and she's going to guess the attendance today. So please show us those options. So, Lizelda, we have A, 1803, B, 2155, or C, 1950. What are you thinking? She says, hey, let's see, what's the correct answer? Hey, 2155, and how about a hand for Priscilla?
That was Jesse's Minute, presented by Wisconsin Lottery. Find the latest grant offerings and model games at lottery retailers around the state. When you're check for them all, visit WYLottery.com. Now, 54 the Skycraft, number 27, Tyler Mitchell.
We open up the top half of the eighth inning, and a new man on the mound, Tyler Mitzel out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For the Beloit Skycarp, he deals. Pat McCall fouls it up and out of play to the left side, strike one. It is a scoreless game into the eighth. 0-0, Lansing and Beloit, game five of the six-game set. McCall, the number eight batter, waits, takes, breaking ball, low and in. One ball and one strike. McCall followed by Valenzuela, and then the leadoff hitting, Brian Wilbos. Here it comes. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Strike two. Tyler Mitzel replaces Hosan Mendez. Mitzel makes his 11th relief appearance of the year. The numbers are great. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dust. And taken for ball two. Hosan Mendez, one perfect inning, one strikeout in relief of Zach King. Mitzel threw 20 and one-third innings, two walks and 28 strikeouts. His pitch fouled away in the air down the left side and off toward the Rock River. Running down the left side of the ballpark, that if we were at Jackson Field back in Lansing, that ball would be onto Cedar Street, running up the third base side. But here you've got the river bordering. The pitch, McCall goes down swinging, off speed, breaking low and in. One up, one gone, top of the eighth. Saeed Valenzuela, next man up. A marvelously pitched game by both squads. Zach King, the first six. Mendez, the seventh. Mitzel now here in the eighth for the Lugnuts. Blake Bear is the first six. Trayson Kubo, the seventh. Breaking ball curves down and in. Ball one to Valenzuela. Saeed is one for two with a single. One of the Lugnuts' two hits in the game. Beloit only has three hits. The pitch. A ground ball rolled up the right side. Grabbed by Marinez behind the bag. Takes it to first base. Out number two. And now Brian Wilbos. Let's catch up with the email a little bit quick. Adam Jaxa, I've got a question for you from Leanne Cook.
Yeah.
Did you find anything exciting today? She asks both of us. And what did Adam find in food at the ballpark? First pitch to Brian Wilbos. Curveball, strike one call. What'd you find in terms of food here? Fruit salad. Let me answer for you.
Yes.
Fruit salad.
Very good.
Adam found strawberries.
Raspberries, grapes.
Roddy throws to Roddy. Curveball, shot towards short. Couple of skips to Nunez. Takes his time. Throws! Got him at first base. And Wilbos got his feet all tangled up. He trips over the bag, and he's down in a heap. Oh, no. Down the right field line, Brian Wilbos is currently down. He rolls onto his left hip. Craig Conklin immediately called the athletic trainer Jake Ruthier over with the manager Phil Pohl. Oh, man. He was reaching out for the base, trying to beat out that grounder to short. Side retired. Lansing goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth inning. going to the bottom half. All the while, Brian Guelbas is examined by Jake Ruthier up the right side. It is still scoreless from Beloit, Wisconsin. We have no commercials, we have no spots because of technical woes. So Adam and I are still here, we haven't gone anywhere, and Brian Guelbas is on his feet, his batting helmet is off. And he walks in foul ground, from the right field line, down toward home plate, past first base on the coach's box. Bill Paul, the manager, is leading the way. Guelbas started this game in right field. We'll see if he's able to stick in right field. But for the moment, he is favoring. Right now, that foot that he reached out, stepped on the bag with, and then took a tumble. Jake Ruthier walks to his right shoulder. Craig Conklin to his left shoulder. As Trayson Kugel goes through his warm-ups, and Austin Beck is going to take Guelbas' spot in right field.
Well, good to see at least that Brian is walking under his own power. Hopefully just a scare, because the Lugnuts really can't afford any more injuries. Someone with so much upside at just 19 years old, Brian Guelbas, he's okay.
By the way, Adam, I had a talk earlier today with Joey Estes. And Joey said that his recovery is proceeding well, 1 or 2 weeks away from coming back. So we'll see. Really good to get that optimism from him. Right now, Estes on the injured list, Jack Winkler on the injured list. Hanson Lopez earlier today was added to the team's roster just in case they need another catcher.
Unfortunately, dropping like mayflies. Oh,
don't compare them to mayflies. I don't like mayflies. I like the Lugnuts. I don't like mayflies. Emmanuel Marinez swings at a bouncer up the middle. Shortstop on the lace with the play. Swings it over to first base. And there's out number one. It was in an interesting stroke. A slider from Trayson Kubo. And Marinez got all bits of handcuffed at. His body went forward. His bat wasn't sure what to do. And at the last second, he just swung that bat forward and made it easy for Angeles. One up, one gone, and one pitch in the bottom of the eighth inning. Davis Bradshaw up next in a scoreless game. Righty throws. Left-handed batter bounces to third. One big hop for right. Takes his time. Slings across the sidearm. McCall receives at number two. On two pitches. What do you think Cody Morissette is going
to
do?
I think he needs to swing so he can get the 1-2-3 pitch and out.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yes.
Me too. Come on, Cody.
That should be the immaculate in. That is
tough
to do.
Jason Kubo has his sign, nods yes, straightens up. Let's see, does Morissette swing? Here it is. He doesn't, and it's called a strike in the outside corner. Fastball.
Isn't it like the unwritten rule that if you get 2 outs on 2 pitches, you have to take that next pitch?
Yes, you do not want to give the defense 3 pitches, 3 outs. The deal, he grounds it, foul wide of first. Nothing in two.
That's all right, though. Baseball doesn't have any unwritten rules.
None. Especially none dealing with fantasy football. Cody Morissette is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a foul fly out to right.
He's sending gifts in the fantasy football group chat, Jesse.
No. By the way, earlier today I was talking about the Hall of Famer Goose Gosling. Paul Hammerly emailed in to remind me, Goose Gossage, speaking of geese, in Cooperstown. Kubo throws, swing and a miss, he struck him out. So how about a 5-pitch bottom of the eighth inning? 2 pitches, 2 outs, and then the 3-pitch good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Cody Morissette. Strikes out for a third time. 13 strikeouts, a baker's dozen, for the Beloit offense against Lansing's Beers, and then Kubo, and we go to the ninth. We are scoreless from ABC Supply Stadium.
Thank you. and hitter number 3, Johnny Butler.
Beloit sticks with Mitzel. Tyler Mitzel against Butler, Angeles, and Butler. Johnny and Lawrence. Scoreless at Beloit as Johnny Butler takes ball one high and wide. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever. Second inning of work. Deals. Breaking ball waved at and missed. One ball, one strike. You know, the term goose eggs, Adam, has been used in baseball a long time to describe zeros on the scoreboard. Mitzel to the plate. Butler takes strike two called underneath the hands. I don't think goose eggs are ever more fitting than in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Very fitting, no question.
They're the sky carp. Their logo's the goose. Only goose eggs up there. Butler reaches out, fouls back a good breaking ball, stays alive at 1-2. No runs, 2 hits for the Lugnuts. No runs, 3 hits for the Sky Carp. Only error in the game committed by Lansing did not lead to a run. 1-2 pitch from Mitzel. Swing and a miss. A fastball thrown past Butler. One out in the ninth. Mitzel is a highly effective fastball-curveball combo. Now he takes on a Rebiel Angeles, righty throwing to righty. The pitch, curveball low and away, right through the left-hand batter's box and all the way to the backstop. One ball and no strikes. Angeles is one of the Lugnuts' 2 hits, singled in the 6th inning. That loaded up the bases. It was an infield single, but Lawrence Butler struck out to end the threat. The pitch, taking all the way, fastball called a strike. Pitch to Mitzel. Fly ball right field shallow. Allen comes in. Second baseman Moore set out. It falls between them for a base hit. Angeles hustles to second base, sliding in feet first with a double. He found the pocket. Tanner Allen rushing in. Cody Morissette rushing out. And he dumped it down right in between them and never stopped racing. Angeles with his foot to the gas legs it in a scoring position. He's at second with one out in a scoreless game. Lawrence Butler digs in from the left side. The pitch from Mitzel. Curveball skied to left field. Butler slams down his bat. Bradshaw comes in, but it's the shortstop Nunez out to put it away. Out number 2.
Well, the Lugnuts have had the best chances tonight. Beloit had runners at second and third with 2 outs, couldn't score. Lansing had the bases loaded, 2 outs, couldn't score. Now they've got a runner at second with 1 out. We'll see if they can score. It has just been tough sledding tonight in the batter's box for both teams.
What about Lázaro Armenteros now? No score in the 9th, 2 outs. First pitch, check swing on a high fastball. Went around too far, strike 1.
Boy, we could use some of that Lázaro Armenteros pop right now.
Tyler Mitzel, out of Division II, Augustana, sets, kicks, throws, at the outside corner at the knees, strike 2 called. In the game notes for Beloit, they write that the changeup is Mitzel's featured pitch, but I don't know, Adam, everything is looking good. He offers, swing and a miss, a high fastball, instead the power belonged to the pitcher. Mitzel strikes out Armenteros. And the Lugnuts strand the double by Angeles. We go to the bottom of the 9th inning in a scoreless game. Lugnuts at Skycarp. Trayson Kubo has not had to exert himself so far. Two scoreless innings, perfectly thrown by the right-hander from Hawaii. And now Kubo goes to the bottom of the ninth inning. So far, 13 pitches, 12 strikes for the righty out of Stephen F. Austin. He will take on Nunez, Mesa Jr., and Banfield. And here's the key. He must fire a scoreless frame to keep this game going. One run, and Beloit will walk off. There is no score in the game.
Lansing needs a win desperately. Losers of five in a row. They've lost the first four against series. They pitched it so well, they deserve to win this one. But to give themselves an opportunity, as you just mentioned, got to get those three outs here.
Nassim Nunez, the switch-hitting shortstop, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to second. So much speed. And the most devastating base stealer on the Skycar. Waits. First pitch. It bounces in from Kubo. Ball one.
We talked about Nunez at the beginning of the night. He's basically the key to them scoring four runs in this series. Swiped four bags. And he hasn't been able to get on tonight.
Kubo throws. Nunez takes off speed away. We are now at the two-hour mark.
That's it, huh?
That's it. It's flown by. Like a Blake Beers fastball. The pitch, swing and a miss. Like a Trayson Kubo fastball. Two balls and one strike.
I was going to say like a Skycar.
They're noisier. A 2-1 pitch, breaking ball inside. Three balls and a strike.
They're not an animal I get excited to see.
Here it comes. Nunez fouls it back. Count is full. Larry Larson, the voice of the Beloit Skycarp, with every email. He signs off with a honk honk. Skycarp is a goose. Hail. Strike three called, not caught by catcher Cross, bounces left, picks it up, wings it down to first. It was okay. They didn't need to hustle. Nunez wasn't running. He disputed the call. He is gone on strikes. One out in the ninth.
It's hard enough to put together a six-inning, three-hit, 11K performance, but then the guy to follow it up has to keep things rolling, and Trayson Kubo has been electric to start his outing.
Now Victor Mesa Jr., one out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth, no score. A breaking ball is lifted in the air, shallow right, second baseman Valenzuela out with a two-hand squeeze. Two gone. They're making short work. And by they, I should say he, Trayson Kubo and his defense, making short work of hitters who have plagued the Lugnuts in this series, Nunez and Mesa. Now Will Banfield, who homered yesterday. Righty, righty. 0-0 is the score. Swings and misses the first pitch slider away. Strike one.
Well, those nights where the offenses are thankful that minor league baseball moved to the runner at second base to start the extra frame.
Looking for any kind of advantage. Kubo delivers. Buries the fastball low and outside. One ball and one strike on Banfield. 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a pop to first. Can Kubo send us to the 10th? Let's it fly. Slider low and away. Two balls, one strike on Banfield. His home run yesterday was his fourth of the year. And he crushed it out to left center off Mac Lardner. Game 2 of the doubleheader. On 2-1. Breaking ball grounded toward third, skipping off the glove of right. It hops into left field. Butler plays. Lawrence tosses into second, cut by Angeles. Will Banfield is on at first base, and there's your potential game-winning run. Official scorer has already ruled base hit, though Trayson Kubo was hopping high into the air on the pitcher's mound, hoping Josh Wainwright could turn that grounder into the third out.
And it was tough. Came at him fast, but I thought he did have enough time to get to his left. He kind of reached out. Instead of getting in front of it, thought he could come up with it. And it's incredible glove. Official score says base hit, though. And either way, you slice it. Lugnuts have an out to be had here. Try and get to that 10th inning.
Pitching coach Don Schulze brings the infield around. The pitcher Kubo and the catcher Cross. Tanner Allen is about to come up to home. plate. It's a short meeting. Meeting adjourned. Carlos jogs back to home plate. Right, the third baseman, Anales, the shortstop, head back to the left side, chatting with one another. Second baseman, Valenzuela, heads to his spot, backing up, heels on the grass. And the first baseman, the call, holds on Banfield. 1-for-2 in stealing bases, as Tanner Allen bats from the left side. Roddy Kubo kicks and throws. Fouled up and away to the left. A high fastball, and he was late. Strike one. No runs for the Lugnuts. No runs for the Skycar. Bottom of the ninth inning. Well, they've changed it. It has gone down as an error. The pitch, a ground ball down to third. About redemption for Wright. Throws across. McCall receives, and the inning is over. We're going to play some free baseball in Beloit. And yes, E5, Josh Juan Wright, who then records the final out of the ninth inning. That's 27 outs. More outs will be needed. To the 10th inning. Lugnuts nothing. Skycop nothing. Stay with us. Lazaro Armenteros is headed down to second base as the bonus runners reopen up the top of the 10th inning. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Raul Brito is the new pitcher on the mound for Beloit. Drew Swift pinch hits for Matt Cross, leading off in a scoreless game. Pitch, Swift grounds it right side. Armenteros for third, grabbed by second baseman Morissette. Those to first, and the pinch hitter Swift is dispatched. But now Armenteros 90 feet closer, and he's 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run as Josh Juan Wright steps up, Patrick McCall on deck. Runner at third, no score, infield in. First pitch, Wright takes down and away, gets away! Armenteros for the plate, scoring standing! Lugnuts 1, Skycarp nothing in the 10th on a wild pitch by Raul Brito.
You take them any way you can get them. And Swift wasted no time getting the ground ball the other way. Moves Armenteros over. And the pitch away. Good recognition by Armenteros to get in.
And now a 1-0. Josh Juan Wright laces it foul off the right side. One ball, one strike, and the Lugnuts third baseman.
Takes us a little help to get that first run.
Start that runner at second base. You've got yourself a head start. Brito throws. Breaking ball outside. How about Raul Brito just in his 11th relief appearance? You know, the league batting 177 against him. 23 strikeouts. A bouncing ball left of the mound. Brito over, grabs, throws to first. Low, and the one-hop pick by Marinez. At number two, difficult play, but he's shown off his defensive quality at both corners in the series.
Burrito, by the way, Jesse, had not thrown a wild pitch in his first 10 games of the season.
Picked a heck of a time to do it. Now the batter is Patrick McCall with two outs and nobody on. 1-0 Lugnuts in the 10th. McCall takes a curveball high and outside. Brito is out of Licey, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent 6 years ago by Miami. The pitch, bouncer, left side, weakly struck. Rosario comes in, grabs, throws, got him at first base, side retired. So here it is for Raul Brito. He gets a grounder to second, a grounder back to himself, and a grounder to third, and yet he allows an unearned run. And we're going to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Lugnuts won! The Sky Carp, nothing. Even though up there on the video board, it has P-E-O for Peoria instead of the Lugnuts' usual L-A-N. Believe us, Lansing leads 3 outs away from snapping the losing streak in Beloit. And now to the bottom of the 10th inning with Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It's 1-0 Lugnuts. Hanson Lopez, we believe, is the new catcher out there for the Nuts, replacing Matt Cross, who was pinch hit for in the bottom of the 9th, or I should say in the top of the 10th inning by Drew Swift. Brock Whittlesey is taken over on the hill. Whittlesey deals to Dalvy Rosario, the first to spin about on the mound, and a look back to second base, where Tanner Allen is our zombie runner. Lloyd is looking to score him to tie this game up. Down 1-0. Rosario, Polanco, Marinez, the batters do. That's 6-7-8. Righty throws to righty. Fastball high. Ball 1 to Dalvy Rosario.
Can't you just give in to Ghost Runner? Especially knowing it is Ghostbusters night at the park, Jesse?
I believe that's Goosebusters night, so we can call that the Goose Runner. I'd be fine. The pitch? That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. You want to call that the Goose Runner?
Let's go with it, and hopefully we keep the goose egg up on the board. We'll see this year, ERA of 2. This is his 6th game. He's given up 2 runs this year.
He replaces Trayson Kubo. The pitch. Fastball. Strike called on the outer edge. For Kubo, what do you say to 3 innings? No hits, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Righty, righty. The pitch. Fly ball, right field. Austin Beck to his right, into the alleyway. Beck makes the catch. At second base, the tag by Allen. Beck has a strong arm. One hop to right. Tag in time. Right tagged out. Tanner Allen on his head. Double play.
Oh, that is so good. You know, Austin Beck has a tremendous arm, and he conveniently comes in to take over for Buell Bosch and Josh Wright. The tag on the helmet as it was late to Rosario, and that's the only spot he could potentially get to him before he slid in. He does so, and now the Lugnuts are an out away.
Well, here's Federico Polanco. 1-0 Nuts, the pitch. Fastball, a little bit up, a little bit wide, ball one. Polanco is 0 for 3. Flying to center, striking out swinging, grounding out to the pitcher. Batting left, waiting. On its way. Down low. With this 0 for 3 today, Polanco is now 2 for 44 this season with Beloit. 1-0 Lugnuts, bottom of the 10th. Whittlesey's 2-0. High. And he's fallen behind Polanco. 3 balls and no strikes. Emmanuel Marinez is on deck. A 3-0. He was swinging and he flies it to left. Armenteros comes in, losing his cap. Makes the catch. This ball game is over. One of the great games of the year from a Blake Beers pitching masterpiece in his Lugnuts debut to a 1-0 extra inning win for the Lugnuts in Beloit.
Lansing leading it in the worst way, and we're hoping, as we mentioned at the top of the night, that Blake Beers maybe can spark some momentum and bring something to the Nuts, get them a good start. He did that, and then some, going 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, no runs. And again, it was not easy offensively for the Nuts, but they found a way to end this skid and get back in the win column. They top victory tonight for the Nuts.
One run on 3 hits and 2 errors for the Lansing Lugnuts in the victory. The Lugnuts in the end strand 5 runners on the base paths on the other side for the Sky Carp. No runs, 3 hits, no errors, 5 runners left stranded. Beloit's record falls to 16-28. The Lugnuts improved to 17-27. The 5-game losing streak is now over. And as we look ahead to tomorrow, Hogan Harris and then Shohei Tomioka on the mound. Beloit will counter with the right-hander out of Holland, Michigan, Chris Machma, in the series and road trip finale.
Well, it's been a tough road trip for the Lugnuts. They're going to drop both series, but you're trying to salvage both series. They won 2 in Midland, and now hopefully can win 2 in Beloit. And again, not what you want, but you feel good about coming home if you can win the back end of this road trip. Before you head in and play a good squad coming up on Tuesday.
What did you think as we sign off tonight, Adam? Your final thoughts on the pitching performance by Blake Beers, and if you'd like, an extra word for Trayson Kubo.
Oh, just phenomenal. I mean, you didn't know what to expect. You never do from these guys coming in, making their debut. And we talked about it, and look at the stats. Beers' strikeouts, his swing and miss rate is pretty good in Stockton here in 2022. And showcase that tonight. Good slider. Started to utilize that curveball a lot in the later innings to help him out. And good pepper on the fastball, sitting, it looked like, in around the mid-90s. So, I mean, he mixed his pitches well. He was gunning strikes, which is, as we talked about, very impressive. The walk numbers he had in his final season in Michigan last year to what he's done in just a year later professionally has been excellent. And that's a great performance to build on, and you think, man, it's nice to have another productive arm in the starting rotation for the Nuts. And then Trayson Kubo, my goodness, it's hard to keep things going, and he did it. It didn't even look like the Lugnuts switched pitchers the way that they were so effective tonight. 14 strikeouts between the two, magnificent on the mound tonight for Beers, Kubo, and then Whittlesey.
Kubo with the win now 4-0. Whittlesey records his first save. Raul Brito, his first loss on the other side for Beloit. The time of this 10-inning game was 2 hours and 16 minutes, and it was played in front of a crowd of 2,155. They got their bucket hats. They are very happy, and there are some very happy Lugnuts fans as well. We see the Athletics gear behind the third base side dugout. One more game to go in this road trip, and then the Lugnuts will be back home on Tuesday, starting up a 6-game homestand against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Cedar Rapids Colonels. We will see you at Jackson Field Go to LansingLugNuts.com or call 517-485-4500 and order your tickets. As far as tonight goes, let's call it a night. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Your final score in 10 innings. The Lugnuts won. The Sky Carp nothing. Here's wishing you well from Beloit, Wisconsin. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.